Okay, welcome to the Finance and Audit Committee meeting for the Cabazon Water District on Tuesday, October 17th, 2023 at 5 o'clock p.m. 5:03 p.m. Please stand for the pledge. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Roll call. Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollitt.
Here.
Okay, so under the financials tab, the first page we have the balance sheet. This is as of September 30th, 2023. And this one's actually very different from last month. The district's combined Chase with cash and LAIF balance and the California class balance was at $1,374,205 at month end. It looks a little different, but that's on line 5. It's the combination of lines 3 and 4. And then down on line 28, we have the total liabilities, which is at $463,667. So last month, the line 5 was at 2 million and then line 28 was at 1.6 million. But since we paid back the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency that $800,000 that we owed, it dropped both of those down. And then there was also a loan for we had taken out a loan. It was called the RCEDA loan and it was for the dinosaur
the MKA dinosaur thing over there.
It was for Seminole Drive. When they built the casino, they were thinking future expansion all along Seminole Drive, all the way to the dinosaurs, where Burger King is. So it was a $300,000 loan, and that every industry that signed up would pay us a capital facilities charge. And that capital facilities charge would pay for the $300,000 loan. Well, none of that ever happened, so that loan basically expired and dissolved. So as of January of 2023, that money is no longer owed. $300,000, so that one goes away.
So we got a loan?
Yeah, it was in 1998. I guess we had taken out a loan because we couldn't afford it, the dinosaur people couldn't afford it, but it was to install the, 16-inch
Maybe. Yeah, this is Riverside County. Riverside County provided the funding with the capital facility charges. You know, they figured all these buildings were going to come, all this industry, restaurants, hospitality would come with all these capital facilities charges, whether it was $20,000 per service installation, but none of that happened, so it just dissolved.
So we took out a loan, but we paid it back?
Or? It had certain criteria. Yeah, so that was the only, because we weren't going to be able to pay it back other than through capital facilities charges. So none of that happened.
So what happened to the money?
It was used to put the line in?
Yeah.
And it was just free to Cabazon Water?
It was supposed to be anyone who connected to it, that money that we got from those connections was to be used.
But if we get more of those loans. But I like those loans.
Yeah. No one ever connected.
That was, it was 1997 it started. And then I think we paid Krieger and Stewart like $8,400 for the engineering fees and everything like that. So I did see that they were paid in the beginning.
So we have a new water line and
didn't pay for it. I like it.
Right. And the other thing too, we still have state grant funded money that's owed to us.
Yeah.
That would help.
The bottom line?
Yeah, with our bottom line.
We have $351,000 for the tank recoding. Actually, $352,000. We just sent all the paperwork for that, so that should, they're usually pretty quick with that, so it should be pretty soon that we'll get that money. And that we did not borrow from the past agency, so we won't need to pay that back. But $350,000, and then
No, that came out of that extra money that was stashed away from last year, wasn't it?
What?
It was set up for some other projects? No,
this one was a grant one.
Yeah.
But then for the isolation valves, We still owe the past agency $95,000, so once we receive that, we'll pay them back, but then we're also waiting on $22,000 that we do not owe the past agency for. Yeah. So we still have a good amount of money that should be coming in.
Okay.
And then I know you had some questions on the math last month for the balance sheet, Sarah. Did you? I don't remember what the questions were, but there was a Excel that was miscalculating, so it was off by like $1,000 or so. So I think all the math should check out now.
Yeah, that was for the last 2 months, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a formula that wasn't calculating right.
Yeah.
I think it was like 100 at 175% or something like that.
Yeah.
One of the lines.
Oh, that one.
Lines 14 and lines 30 are supposed to be exactly the same?
14 and 30, yes, because line 30 is 28 and 29 combined, and then line 29 is line 14 and minus line 28. So it just kind of rebalances it out. You subtract it and then add it back together. Any questions on that?
Wait, our total liabilities, the whole district, is
$500,000? Yep. Yeah, because last month it was $1.6 million because of the $800,000 that we owed, the $800,000 that we owed to the past agency, and then the $300,000 that we owed for that loan that it turns out expired earlier this year.
Once all these grant-funded projects go away and everything, and the balance sheets are, you won't have to find out about all these adding and subtractions.
Yeah.
We'll actually get a true statement here pretty soon. But from what's coming in, we're still heading in the right direction.
Okay.
I know the one time we got a 2.2 million in surplus. Well, that was a false reading because that was $800,000 that was in there temporarily that we had to pay back for the grant funding.
Oh, so they didn't forget about that? Huh?
Uh-huh.
They didn't forget about
that. We wish.
Okay.
All right, then moving on to the profit and loss. And again, this is for the end of September, or as of the end of September, which was at 25% of the year, 1/4. So starting with the revenues, we have line 7, which is basic facility fees. This is for new service connections. We only budgeted for 1 5/8 inch meter, but we have already gotten a 3/4 inch meter, which is a little more expensive, which is why it's at 144%. And then on lines 8 and 11, we have taxes. Those, the bulk of the receipts are in January and May, so right now there hasn't been any activity. On line 13, we have miscellaneous non-operating income. That one we didn't budget at all for anything. Just random income that we put in there, but we do have $10,000 that's gone in there so far, and that is for the insurance reimbursements that we finally got for the stolen tools. This isn't including the stolen tools, but this is including for the damaged trucks.
Yeah, I think that was $8,700 for the tool bed for the cabinets, and then $1,600 for the gas tank, mm-hmm. and then we just received a check for $17,000 for the tools.
Good.
And there's also some random recycling fees or recycling income that we've gotten for metal, copper, and stuff, meters. So total revenue on line 16 is right at 25%, so right on track. And then moving on to expenses, on line 29 we have utilities wells, which is the Edison bill for the wells. That one's at 15%. They seem to be billing well to quarterly or even twice a year, so we don't have as much activity as we should in there because their billing is so infrequent. On line 32, we have security, which is at 39%. This year-to-date is trending over budget due to quarterly payments paid in full through December, so a lot of the sites we've already paid through December. Also, we're paying for Securitas and Bay Alarm for this property because of the break-ins that's been happening in the back parking lot.
And the Securitas contract for this office will be ending in November 14th, so we'll only be dealing with one company.
Okay. On line 38, we have the water billing system. I forgot to add the little asterisk again that says that this is paid for almost the full year, so that's why it's at 82%. And then the same thing with 41, dues and subscriptions. There's a Parcel Quest subscription that we have that's also paid through the whole year, which is why it's at 52%. Any questions on that page? Moving on to the next one. On line 49, we have the financial audit, which is at 54%. That's because most of the audit work is done at the fiscal year end, so around July and August. So a lot of the work is performed in those months, which is why it seems like it's way ahead. Line 54, insurance, this one's at 75%, also because it's paid through almost the full year. And then down on line 74, we have the total expenses, which is also right on track at 25%. And down on line 78, this is that loan that we were just talking about, the RCEDA loan. It had to show up on our financial statements as if it was an income. So that's the $300,000 loan, which shows our net income slash loss on line 79 as an income of $287,000.
$73. So if we get another, if something comes and wants to build there now, we don't have to pay.
Nope.
I'm just trying to make pinch me. This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like the 10-year rule. You know, anybody, it's like when I tell people that they have to do an install and convey in order to have a main board on the property, and then anybody that installs a service within that area within a 10-year period has to reimburse the portion to the person who paid for the total construction. So, but after 10 years, that agreement goes away. So
this is 25 years.
Yeah,
that
goes away.
That department also no longer exists. They dissolved, I don't know how long ago, but that was kind of part of the reason, I think, why they put that amendment in, where if we didn't get any development by 2023, we wouldn't have to pay them. Pretty sweet. Any other questions on these page? If not, we'll move on to the capital.
I don't have any.
No.
Last page then. These are our capital projects.
Hold on. 73. Is that one just, so total non-operating expenses is 82. Is that just the timings all added up for all those? Seems a bit high.
Oh, that's for the, it's because of the grant application share cost, which we didn't originally have in the budget, but for another grant that we're getting, the one for the pipe replacement in the Jensen area, since it was a group grant, we had to pay for a portion of the grant fees for the application process. Because they have, what is it called, consultants that actually apply for the grant for us, and we had to pay them for that.
And then you're reimbursed when you get the grant?
Yeah, we paid the city of Banning because Banning paid the consultant for that. This actually will not be reimbursed, but it's for $350,000 grant?
Yeah, $343 for
Esperanza.
Can we have a line item added for that? Because all it looks like in non-operating expenses is 7%, and then the total is 82.
Well, since it was budgeted at zero, that's why it's showing up as 0%.
Oh, okay, I see that. Okay, so I'm just going to walk out here.
Okay. Is there anything that you want me to have them change on there? I don't, like...
No. Now I'm seeing it. I was just looking over at the zero going, I didn't understand it. Okay.
Alright, on to the capital detail. Not a whole lot of activity yet. No, line 5, we have the meter replacements, which we've just been buying 30 meters a month to replace those. On line 6, we have the main replacements and fire hydrant and air vac, but we're not going to end up using that line this year because we used that money for line 10 of well 1 emergency repair for when the well broke or shut down in June.
Yeah.
But we do have the grant to replace water lines this year, hopefully this year, if everything moves quickly. And then down on the grant projects, the main project that we've been focusing on is on line 21, the tank 2, tank 3, and tank 4 coping. For that one, at the end of the month, we had $245,000 that we used. Now it's at $350,000. But that'll all be reimbursed. And then on line 24, we have the well 4 repairs. We don't have any activity on there yet, but we will be soon because it's up and running now.
They just installed the discharge head in the motor today, and they fired it up. So it was running, flushing the waste. So run the waste a little more because it hasn't run since January of 2021. And with all the brushing and baling, so you're going to have a lot of dirty water. So we'll flush today, tomorrow, super chlorinate it, put about 100 parts per million down the hole, flush it again, take the samples on Wednesday, and then hopefully it'll be back in the system.
Is that casing still down in there?
The 2-inch piping?
Yeah,
piping. Yeah.
It's just going to stay?
Yeah, they tried to retrieve it. So there was like two pieces, and because they had some kind of pipe fitting that was trying to go over the top of it and give it the Chinese finger to pull it out, well, it's so weighted that it just kind of pushed it down on the ground.
Yeah. So we should utilize some Cabazon intuition and hire some people to get it out of there, right? They figured it out.
Yeah, I don't know how they should get it out of there. Plus
it's up against the case, right?
Yeah.
It's not straight. Yeah, if it was straight like that, so now it's here like that, and that thing's trying to go over, and it's getting caught right on the edge. If it was had a little bit of room, it would have slid over the top.
Well, can't you just reach down there and push it over? And
it's down there about
600-700 feet.
So, yeah.
Gum,
you know? That's when people would figure it out. If we gave some incentive, they'd get it out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But that's going to be paid for with the RCAC loan that we...
10-year loan, 5%, first 6 months are interest only.
Yep, and that's pretty much it. Any questions?
And like I was saying, part of the well for when I was signing up for the rebate and everything, I had to give them the account numbers, and I had to do a little bit more detailed research on that. And when I went over there, you know, I was asking, I says, why is there 2 meters at well 4? And obviously it came when we purchased the water system from the Cabazon outlet. So that was in there, and it wasn't until I figured that there's no irrigation at our plant site. It's a little, you know, 10 by 24.
So the irrigation is actually for the factory stores?
For some of them. There's several stations, but this meter handles probably the back parking lot part, and the basic service charge is $72, which has been paid on a regular basis for 10 years. So I met with one of the Edison consultants. He hooked up his meter. He did the history research. They did everything. I consulted with, they said, call the line for the work order, and they said, everything's taken care of. You'll either be credited, or the Cabazon outlet will refund you. And they said, no further action on our part. So basically, the map leads up to about $8,400 in rebates or
deduction.
Yeah.
Plus interest?
No. Would be nice. Yeah, with interest rates the way they are, that'd be
but
nice.
We haven't been paying that.
Huh?
Like that was the Cabazon outlet was paying.
We have been paying it.
No, but they were paying it for the bulk of the time that they had it, or we were always
paying
for well 4.
We've been paying it since we took it over in 2013.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been like usage on it or anything, but just that base meter charge is $74.
Yeah.
That'll help us. It's a blip to Edison. But yeah. So is it all done?
Negative. None of these are done yet. Are we going out of...
Yeah, let's close down the meeting. Okay. So adjourning the Finance and Audit Committee meeting, or any public comment?
Here. Take a look at that one.
Let me think.
Okay. Move to adjourn. That's the fun one. I don't want the fun one yet. Closing the meeting at 5:23. Yeah.